This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 21.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? This is Alex Pardo coming at you with another Flip Empire Q&A show here on Thursday. So before I get cranking, I hope that you are doing well. I appreciate you listening in. If you're if this is the first time you joining us, the structure of the show is basically we do a masterclass expert interview that gets released on Monday, and then we do a Q&A show where it's your opportunity to submit any question you might have about, you know, real estate, business development, personal development, just anything in general. So if you go to flipempire.com/question, it's very simple to just go ahead and ask any question that you have. And I think the cool thing about it and what's been so well received so far is that, you know, I'm trying to keep this at about 10 to 15 minutes max, maybe even a little shorter, because I want to be respectful of your time. And there's so much content out there. And me personally, I love listening to podcasts, and I prefer the ones that are more bite-sized, you know, 10 minutes to 30, 40 minutes, as opposed to the super long ones, although those can be very valuable as well. But, you know, I've gotten a lot of great feedback about the fact that, you know, people have an opportunity to not only listen to the podcast in their car, but, you know, when they're walking, doing, you know, things around the house, working out, whatever. So what I want to talk about in today's Q&A show is, and this has been a question that I've received many times, and I wanted to bring it back because it's been so instrumental in me accomplishing and achieving success on a daily basis. And it's just some productivity tips that I'd like to share with you that I have found throughout the years, again, have been very helpful for me. And, you know, just to kind of rewind the clock a little bit and give you a little bit of perspective. When I first got started in this business in 2005, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just out there, you know, taking action, and I was failing forward, as people say, but I didn't have a structure to my day. I would just kind of get up in the morning and I would do what I thought, you know, would be considered a quote unquote high ROI activity. You know, so whether it be sending offers, putting out bandit signs, sending out mailers, but there was no structure to my day. And so what happened is it created this a bit of anxiety in terms of waking up in the morning and just kind of, you know, just not knowing what to do, you know, what actions to take, what's the first thing, second thing I need to do. And it wasn't until I started working with a mentor that, you know, he actually pointed out to me in conversation that, you know, there needs to be a structure and a flow to your day, and that needs to be set before you even wake up the next morning. So I just want to share with you some of the things that I have done throughout the years, and I've tweaked it, and I kind of, you know, sometimes I change things up and I test it out to see if something better works for me. And this is kind of what I found works for me. And just along the same lines, if you didn't get a chance to listen to episode number 15, which was on my morning routine, I included some resources in the show notes, a PDF and a video. If you haven't listened to that one, I highly encourage you to check it out. If you just go to flipempire.com/episode 15, you can go ahead and catch that show. And just as a quick side note, any past episodes you want to catch, if you just go to flipempire.com/episode and the number, you can reach that. So anyways, in terms of, you know, productivity tips, some of the things I want to share with you are time blocking, working in sprints, and then some tools and resources that can help you accomplish some of these things I'm about to share with you. So time blocking, it's critical that, you know, well, first of all, before I get into time blocking, let's take a step back here. I mentioned at the top of the show that you want to have your day and your schedule and your calendar set before you wake up the next day. One of the things I do is I have an assistant the night before set my calendar, or my to-do list in Google Docs. So that when I wake up in the morning, I know exactly what's at the top of my list, and I know And obviously it's prioritized from the things that are going to have the biggest impact on my business and on the bottom line. Those go at the top, and then the things that are not so much of a priority go towards the bottom. There is a book by Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey, I'm a big fan of him. He's got a book called Entree Leadership, and he talks about, you can pick it up and check it out, but there's essentially how you prioritize your day. And I read the book a long time ago, but essentially it's categorizing it as the A's, the B's, and the C's. And you want to accomplish the A task at the top of your day, at the beginning of your day. So in other words, if you got just those two or three things accomplished, your day is a success. I think what happens to a lot of people is that they take action, but it's not the right type of action. So they knock off all these to-dos, and then at the end of the day, they have this false sense of accomplishment. But when you actually, like, you know, peel back the layers of the onion and you look at what they have accomplished, it's not much. You know, it could be BS tasks like checking email, following up with people, things like that, that at the end of the day are not going to have a high impact on your business. So whether it's you or an assistant, the point is that at least the night before, the day before, have your to-do list, whatever that might be, have it set. There's some tools out there like Todoist, T-O-D-O-I-S-T, I believe it is. Todoist is one. There's a million apps. If you just search for, you know, to-do apps, there's one called, and I'm actually, as I'm talking here, I'm going to bring it up on my phone. It's called Your Chain. So if you want to check that out, that app out, I just heard about it. I'm going to be using it here pretty soon. I have not started on that one, but there's so many free resources out there. So you want to have your to-do list set before you wake up the next day. Okay. That's the first takeaway. The second one is you want to time block. And what I mean by time blocking is, try to have a pretty good idea of, let's say, your top three quote unquote A task, right? The three most important things you have to accomplish for that day. Time blocking means nothing more. Let's say you're going to start your day at 7 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock, whenever it is. Time block an hour, you know, 50 minutes to an hour for that one task. And then your next task is going to be time blocked. You know, let's say you do something from 9 to 10 o'clock. You're going to take a break, which I'm going to talk about in a couple of minutes. And then let's just say from 10:15 or from 10:30 to 11:30, you're going to work on your next task, or you're going to continue. If you didn't finish the first task, you're going to continue working on that. So that's basically what time blocking is. Second thing, which ties right into time blocking, is you want to work in sprints, not marathons. And I forgot who I heard this from years ago, but it has helped so much ever since I implemented it. What working in sprints versus marathon means is that most people will start their day and they'll just go, 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 go. And for a lot of people, by 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, at some point in the day, they feel this crash of energy, you know? And what happens is that you haven't given your mind and your body a chance to step away and focus on something totally unrelated. And what I think will happen for you if you test this out, and I encourage you, try this out for a week. You're going to come back feeling more energized, more refreshed, and you're going to have more clarity of mind so that you can focus on these tasks. And so an example of a sprint versus a marathon is you wake up, you know, you eat breakfast or whatever it is you do, whatever your morning routine might be, you turn on the computer. Most people check email first thing, which is not the best thing to do. But they'll just start working and they'll just go. They might break for lunch and they'll just keep going until they stop working. Working in a sprint is, you know, you'll work on a particular task for, let's say, anywhere between 50 minutes and an hour is what I would recommend. Now, the key is when you're working, when you've time blocked and you're working for those 50 minutes or an hour on this one task, laser focused, no Facebook, no social media, no email, no phone calls. I mean, just you're locked into that one thing you're doing. Again, you have to think at the end of the day, if I just would have accomplished my top things, is the day a success? And you're going to accomplish more by working in these sprints. Now, the next thing you want to do is once you're done working on that, or once you stop working on that task for those 50 minutes or an hour, take a 5 to 15 minute break and do something completely unrelated. I'm talking about a walk. I'm talking about a run, do pushups, read a book, meditate. Speaking of, I use an app called Headspace, which I highly recommend. Absolutely love it. Check it out. And that's often one of the things I might do when I'm taking my 5 to 15 minute breaks. But the idea is to do something completely unrelated from what you were just doing. Get your mind off of that. And you're going to find that when you come back to either that same task that you're going to continue working on or a new task that you're going to now focus on for another 50 minutes to an hour, you're going to feel a lot better as if you were just working 2-3 hours on that one task. Okay. So basically the sprint is you work for an hour, you take a 15 minute break, you work for another hour, take a half hour break, and then you repeat the cycle. Okay. So an hour, 15 off, an hour, 30 off, and then an hour, 15 minute off, an hour working, 30 minutes off. And that's how you work in sprints. And you're going to see that you're going to accomplish more in less time, which is what it's all about. The other tool I was going to mention before I end this Q&A show is you can use a tool if you're not sure what you spend your day on. So like if you're one of these people that you just go and you're working, and at the end of the day, you're like, where did all my hours go? What the hell did I just work on? Check out, there's a tool called Time Rescue. So I think if you go to timerescue.com, there's like a free trial, and then eventually, you know, it's like a small service fee or something. But if you use Time Rescue, it gets installed onto your computer and it'll track where you're working and where you're spending your time. So listen, hopefully you've enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, if there's anything you want me to answer about, again, whether it be additional productivity tips, morning routines, business, real estate, wholesaling, whatever, go to flipempire.com/question. And I look forward to catching you on the next show. We'll talk soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.